From American Public Media, this is Top Score, an exploration of video game soundtracks. I'm Emily Rees.
I mean, the Victorian era was just so fertile for me as a composer to take as an inspiration. It's remarkable.
That's composer Jessica Curry. She and her husband, writer Dan Pinchbeck, run a game studio called The Chinese Room. And they just finished a survival horror game called Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs, set in 19th century London.
Dan has written an intensely political game, actually. He's really stuck some very difficult themes into quite a traditional horror genre. So it's set in Victorian London, and it's about a wealthy industrialist called Oswald Mandus. And without providing too many spoilers, you wake up in his mansion and something has gone horribly, horribly wrong. And it touches on themes of industrialism, madness, that kind of Victorian zealous work ethic and belief that the poor should be utilised. And it's really chilling.
Curry balanced the terrifying music with gentle chamber works.
I really started off with the idea that everybody had a piano in Victorian England and in the Victorian era in general. It was a common thing in most households, especially in wealthy households, and that women would be able to play the piano. So Lily's theme is something that a good amateur taught musician would be able to play. It really wanted to feel like it came from her hands and was this kind of ghost echo. I played the piano because I'm not a professional pianist. I did actually want that, genuinely want that sense of someone who can play but isn't, you know, a fantastic pianist.
Century art song makes an appearance in the score.
I really was thinking about that kind of German Lieder tradition, particularly Schubert, and the Kindertotenlieder as well, the Mahler, the songs on the death of children.
Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs, follows an earlier game called Amnesia, The Dark Descent.
A lot of people have said to us, oh, you're trying to follow up on the what's been called the scariest game ever made in The Dark Descent. How do you do that? And Dan and I were talking about it yesterday, and he said, actually, I didn't want to make it as scary because the amount of people that report that they never got to the end of The Dark Descent because it was too frightening is really high. And actually what we do at the Chinese Room is try and tell really good stories. So what we've tried to do with Pigs is balance it so you still get a really frightening experience, but actually it leads you through, because the denouement is really important. It is the absolute crux of the game. It's, you know, we want people to get there.
Learn more about Jessica Curry and Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs, on our website, classicalnpr.org/topscore. Follow me on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook at Top Score Podcast. That's Top Score from American Public Media. I'm Emily Rees.